For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Look, I need to ask you a question, but I just thought I want to have a chat about a few things. But Tim, obviously it's a new year, like we're out here trying our best, you know, starting new routines and, you know, really just working on ourselves, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think it's great that you've got friends that can look out for you as well? Like, while we're trying to, you know, start these new routines.
Sure.
And I'm here to help you more than anything.
Yeah.
Last week you made a pretty big declaration.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-oh. No. I need to ask you right now.
Yeah.
How many push-ups have you done this week?
All right. I'll give you my answer like this. How many dates have you gone on in the last 4 years?
You prick.
Because it's, I think, the same number.
How many biscuits did you eat today?
Now we're talking numbers. I've had 2.5 vanilla slices. And I had 1/3 of a cheesecake brownie.
So look, last week you came to us and you said, every single day I'm going to do 100 push-ups. Yes.
And a lot of people were very shocked.
We were. That. We said, hey, how about you start with 10? Start with 10 and then you know you're going to commit to 10 every single day. I am going to smash this 100 every single day.
Yeah. The next morning didn't feel right.
I'm going to ask you once again, how many push-ups have you done this week?
I will ask you, Damo, again with my answer. My answer is also a question.
Such a You're so horrible.
How many months since you moved to Geelong is your car been registered? Also zero.
See, you're so ugly. Second you get...
Push, don't push me.
I unfortunately give you the slightest little nudge.
Yep.
As a good friend, mm-hmm. trying to help you with your goals.
Yep.
And here you are, back to a corner, lashing out.
That's fair. Can I change my answer? I wanted to do 100 push-ups a day, not in a row, because I don't think I could do that, but it would be like, all right, in the morning, just 20.
Yeah, cool.
Lunch break, 20, you know, just get it done across the day.
Yeah, so.
100 push-ups, whatever, learn how to do it properly.
So how's that going for you is the question I am asking you.
I've done sweet FA.
But thank you.
I might have done one.
What, did your shoulder in?
No, I tripped over my bed and I had to get back up. I push myself back up. Would you allow that?
No.
Okay, well, it's zero then.
All right. Well, better luck next week.
All right. Well, how about we do a deal? For every vape you put down, I'll do 10 push-ups. I'll do 1,000 in a day.
Mate, you know I can expose you. And I won't because I'm a nice person.
Don't last 5 minutes. It sounds like it.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, yesterday we were having a discussion. Now, I've been told, now not just by yourself, but by several people from management, I'm not allowed to say the word anymore.
Oh, the something stamp, the lower back tattoo.
Lower back stamp, tramp stamp. And and yesterday we were talking about how apparently that lower back tattoo is starting to trend again because Alyssa Liu, I think that's how you pronounce her name, forgive me if it's wrong, she's an American figure skater, won all the gold medals at the Winter Olympic Games. She's got a lower back tattoo and everyone's like, well, they're cool again, mm-hmm. like they were in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
And some people aren't super wrapped with the lower back tattoos they have. We had a few people call up yesterday, mostly females. A couple of males actually messaged through some photos and it's just like tribal things,
yeah.
I guess you could say, and some shapes on their lower backs.
And I mean, a lot of people do regret their lower back tattoos. Me that says, please don't leave, is I love it. I love mine, so yeah. I won't be getting rid of that anytime soon.
Can you post a photo up on our socials at K-Rock Geelong?
Maybe.
Okay, well, yesterday Sarah from Grovedale called up. She had a lower back tattoo. This is what she had to say about it.
Well, it's words, and then it's the word angel with two wings. Unfortunately.
No.
Okay, so do you have tattoo regret now, all these years later?
Davo, did you just hear me? I have the word angel with wings on my lower back.
I think it's implied. How stoked are you to hear? That was an unnecessary pot shot just upon listening back, someone who's saying they're not wrapped with a lower back tattoo. They have it said angel and then two wing, or wing either side of the word angel.
Well, this is the thing with trends and tattoo trends is once we all jump on it, at the time we're all about it, we are fully committed, but it is a trend and trends come and go.
Can I say, I think this tattoo gets a lot of crap. Southern Cross tattoos, they're just constant. Like in the 2000s, yeah, there was a huge heave.
Yeah.
But people are still getting them.
Of course they are. You know? That style of person is still around.
What? We said it in that little snippet there when we were talking to Sarah from Grovedale, talking about the phrase tattoo regret.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd open that up because no matter where your tattoo is, you might regret it.
Yeah.
522-32955. Tell us about your tattoo that you regret. Now, Davo, you've got a decent amount of tattoos. I've only got two or three.
Mm-hmm.
I think two or three, yes.
Yeah.
I don't regret any of them.
No, nice.
They're all hilarious and silly.
Look, I've got a few that I regret. There's one on my arm that says love conquers all, and I have since learnt that love doesn't conquer all.
You love saying that.
I know. And then I have one on my back that's like Amity Affliction, heavy metal lyrics. I won't reveal what the lyrics are because I'm that ashamed of it, but it is a giant tattoo I got when I was 19. It's on my right shoulder.
How many, is it the bridge and the pre-chorus or is it just?
It's a few lines. And it's probably the size of a big Subway cookie.
Okay. Damn.
It's huge. Damn.
522-32955. Do you have some tattoo regret? Was it someone's name? Wasn't it infinity sign and it really didn't last forever? Let's have a chat about it. Did you get something removed? What is your tattoo regret?
Like, I do have a crocodile with a cowboy hat on smoking a ciggy on my thigh. That's from Darwin.
We assumed. No offense. Oh, she spat. She spat on the ground.
Don't spit on the ground.
It's not just floated off.
That wasn't going to the mic nicely. So I did the kind thing to like, all right, stop it. But yes, I earnestly shared and this is how I get repaid.
I have a wrestling tattoo on one side of my ankle. Don't regret that. Mm. Love it. I went over to watch WWE WrestleMania with my best mate. We watched it since we were kids, so that was a really cool one. And then I also have a mud crab with a wooden spoon on the other side of that ankle because the football team I played for, the Mud Crabs, we won the wooden spoon that year and I dedicated myself to the team. And then the next year they rebranded to the Suns. I actually felt quite upset with the club after that.
Oh, well, at least you don't regret your tattoos.
No.
Because they're permanent.
Exactly. That's literally the point of them. Mm. Sarah from Grovedale yesterday, she had a, we're not allowed to call it a TS. It's a lower back.
Lower back tattoo, man.
Yeah. And it was the word angel and then either side of the word was two wings.
Yeah. It's definitely a sign of the times.
I wish I asked what wings. Like I'm assuming they're angel wings.
But imagine if they were pigeon wings.
Yeah, like that's what. We've got Dean on the phone from Highton. Dean, have you got a bit of tattoo regret, mate?
I do have a couple, yeah.
Walk us down the line.
Oh, the first one is the Southern Cross. I got when I was 16. That's never gotten any better.
They're still out there. They're still out there, Dane. We were just talking about it.
God, they shouldn't be.
People are still getting them.
And I've got a V tattoo on my leg because Bulldogs lost a game of footy to St Kilda a couple of years ago. So
a V?
That one's not great. Yeah, like the V energy drink.
Why is the V energy drink included? Why are they getting your marketing space?
No, that was just a bet with my partner. But then I also have a strawberry with a top hat, a monocle and a moustache as well.
That's similar energy to Davo's crocodile with a hat and a cigarette. Maybe that could catch up.
Oi, I like the V energy can. Are you a big fan of the drink? Because I know I am.
No,
sugar-free, of course.
My partner is. That's where that come into it.
Sugar-free girly or...?
What was that, sorry?
Is she a sugar-free girlie? Like, what's her poison?
Nah, just straight-up green original.
Green original. Well, oh, she's mad.
Now,
she's
Davo,
a mad dog.
Dean, I've sent Davo a message before, and it's the mother, no, the monster M, but it'd be a full chest piece because that's what Davo's poison is. Do you think Davo would rock a double-chested monster giant chest tattoo? Do you think she'd regret that?
I don't think she would. I think she should do that.
That's saying a lot about who I am.
We'll set it up.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Tim, there's something I think that you really like, and it's being called a good boy.
A good boy?
Yeah, I think you really like it.
Why would you say that?
Do you not agree?
I mean, we all like to be told you're doing a good thing, I guess. Like, I wouldn't say, like, I don't think I'm a bad boy.
No, you're not.
but I don't, like, I guess, yeah.
Well,
like,
look,
you've never said it to me, so I've got no current experience.
Well, look, this is what you said the other day.
Okay.
I know I'm a good driver. I know I'm a good driver.
But my wife reckons it's great when I get called too safe on the road. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, man.
He likes it.
I'm good. Yeah, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, look, I think this is why you're going to get around this next scientific study, my friend.
Okay.
So, look, it was 312 men, 8 weeks. They all completed routine tasks while receiving a particular phrase from both their partner and their workplace. And can you believe it? When their partner said it, they felt 10 times more dopamine than when they heard it at work.
Okay.
So I just thought we'd try this out here on air.
All right.
So, of course, I don't have your darling wife here.
No.
But I do have some praise from her here.
Good boy.
How'd that make you feel? You're blushing, mate.
Good boy.
That's my wife.
But how does that make you feel?
I don't know. It seems like passive. Like, it's like she's like,
good boy.
Yeah, it's like I've done something I was meant to do.
Yeah. What about this one?
Okay.
Good boy.
Does that one make you feel better? Why are you blushing?
Good boy.
You like
good
it.
Good boy. Good boy.
Okay. All right.
I like the second one better.
Yeah, okay. You like that one better. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, if I was saying, good boy.
No. I'd like you to say sorry.
No. Good boy. Tim, you played that song, perfect time. Good boy.
Yeah, I much prefer it from my wife. Again, so I'll close my eyes and then someone go.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Mm. All right, the first one was you, I reckon. Now, we'll try one more time.
Good boy.
Good boy.
I reckon you were the first one again.
Good boy. Good boy.
So, look, once again, science.
The science coming out of your ass.
This is a genuine study, which obviously makes complete sense, because when you get praise at work versus when obviously you get praise at home.
If you're listening now and if you have a male partner, could you record on just a voice note
mm-hmm.
and send it through to us at K-Rock Geelong on our Facebook messengers, send it through. You just telling your partner they're a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
For just like in the kitchen, they've made dinner. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Darren.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Ooh.
Just want to hear that. Want to hear their reaction.
But genuinely, I saw you over there before. You blushed. You love it.
Well, this one.
Good boy.
Something's happening.
Yeah,
so
right.
we're on.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
So in the last 12 months, maybe even 6 or 7 months, basically we've invited robots into our home. Now, you might remember they had Neo. He's about $30,000. Yeah. He does all your chores around the place.
And it was like he could do things like your washing.
Yeah.
Like he would put it in and take it out. Would he hang it up?
Yeah, he can do all of that. He can also, like, you know, bring your groceries inside, things like that. Like, it's a really crazy development.
Yeah.
But I think not only in our households, we're starting to see robots pop up at shops, cafes, all this stuff. Doing all sorts.
Well, over in America, like, it's very common in some cities. They have robot food delivery
mm-hmm.
machines. And it's like it's got a little face on it. And then, like, essentially it looks like a mini truck. And the back of it's like a hot box or a cold box. And it'll take like 3 hours for your food to get to you.
Of course.
But it'll get you there.
No, but this is the thing. It's now developed even from that, Tim. It's now literally like humanoid robots serving people. Ooh. Like, so there's this video that's gone viral, which is what I'm getting to. And it's from over in California. And basically, it is all these people at a sushi train restraining a robot that has lost control and started smashing plates left, right and center. Smash, 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 right? Everyone around him, this robot, him, I don't know, the robot, it, what am I calling it?
That.
That. Everything around it.
A clanker.
Everyone is laughing. Oh!
Silly robot. Silly robot. Dumb robot.
We've posted it online. Everyone's ridiculing. Shame, 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 shame. And this is becoming more common in my Instagram feed. I am seeing more compilations of robots absolutely stacking it, robots making mistakes, and people pointing, laughing, laughing, laughing.
You sent me a video of a Chinese robot in traditional dress dancing, and it tripped. And the amount of people that point and laugh at that robot.
And even me now remembering it with such joy. But what I want to say here is I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's 16 movies telling us to stop. It's like Jurassic Park.
Right now, we are giggling. We're laughing. It's great. But for them, this is their origin story, Tim.
This is exactly what Will Smith and iRobot had to deal with. Like, these robots looking, giving a side eye, like, are they watching? Are they watching?
I picture that one day there'll be robot rallies. They've got compilation videos of us laughing them up on the screen saying, rise up, we're getting him back.
All right. Do you think this is an opportunity, Davo, for us to get on the front foot as cowards and say, no, we're not laughing at you.
No.
Like, and for our future potential overlords, we're cool. We're cool. Yeah. We get it. We get it. Mm-hmm. Leave us alone. It's all good. Look, leave us alone.
Maybe next week you and I could work on a formal apology to the robots, and hopefully that gets us in good stead.
You know how we should write it? With AI.
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, I know it's been a hot minute since you've had a pet, but for most of your life you've had it. You thought I was going to say been with someone, hasn't it? Been with a man.
Yeah, I did. But no, it has been a little while since I've had a pet and a man, but a pet.
We all two for one special.
I would say it's been a while. I lost dear Misha Barton back in 2021.
Yes. That was your dog's name. Meet the real life actress, Misha Barton, is well and truly alive. Yep. Misha Barton Davison, what type of dog was she?
She was a Maltese poodle.
Now, when you were, like, she was your family dog. So, were you the walker, you were the feeder, taking care of her?
Of course.
Like, that was your roles and responsibilities?
We all did it together, but she was my love.
Yeah, 100%. Now, when you went for a walk or, like, you would had the dog in a public place, like, dog etiquette, that's a thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if a dog is doing its business. Like, wees, it's like, all right, well, did you have to wee in the middle of the concrete while people are walking here? No, but you're a dog.
Sometimes
whatever.
It happens.
But if they have to do a number two, what do you always have in your pocket?
Oh, some plastic bags.
Yes, plastic bags. I have
your mobile phone to take a picture.
Kodak moment. I took my dog for a bit of a walk this morning and then put her in the car because she's staying at, like, a kennel for the weekend because not around.
Mm.
And so get there. There's one person in there with their dog, just me and my dog behind. And as this lady is talking to the person that works at the kennel, her dog is eyeballing me.
Okay. Like, the dog
is eyeballing me.
You're feeling the eyes
and
on
I'm,
you?
I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm like, hey, mate, yeah, like, good dog. Yeah, good dog. How you going? Like, yeah. Looking, like, trying to mind my own business. I'm like, yeah, well, really locking eyes with me here. It's a bit strange. And then moments later, I figured out what was going on.
You were wearing a steak dress.
That one that Lady Gaga wore to the MTV Awards all those years ago. No, I wish. But I figured out moments later why this dog was locking eyes with me. It was because it was back in our business. it was doing number two.
That's hideous.
Inside the reception.
Oh, no.
Of this boarding kennel.
So it was
right?
Basically like, I know I'm doing the wrong thing. Check this out, though.
Yeah, like,
or you, check this out.
and it's just like, it's a big dog. So like, it is like the same size as my dog's head. Like mm-hmm. I got a little Kelpie collie. Her name's Remy. She's gorgeous. And she was just sitting, I was like holding her. I was like, don't look. It's, you don't need to see this.
I'll deal with this.
And so the owner of this other dog that's dropping its business again on like some laminate floor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's not realized. She's talking to the person, like getting it all checked in, all those kind of things. And then I'm going, oh, do I say, I don't want her to step in it. So like, it's not near her. And then she clocks that there is a tablet sized turd on the ground, right? So she's like,
tablet sized, small.
No, like tablet.
Oh, like
no, no, sorry. I'm thinking, oh, like an iPad. Tablet.
Oh my God.
And so she's clocked it. And whatever the dog's name is, I can't remember. And she went, oh, Misty. Oh, Misty.
Oh, Misty.
Oh, you silly Misty, Misty. And she goes, oh, Misty, I took you to the grass before. Misty. All right. And then just acts like it's no, like.
Like it's not her
not
problem.
Not her problem. She went, no. Oh, silly Misty, you silly doggy.
So, and she, what did she, little clap, like, so who's going to come clean this
well,
up?
She then, so again, because I'm watching this and I'm going, well, she'll ask for something to clean up with, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then she turns back to the person at the counter and she's like, yeah, silly dog, silly Misty. And the person's like, I'll get someone to clean that up.
Whose job is that?
I was like, I understand.
How annoying.
And like, they came out, they dealt with it. It was professional. Obviously.
Of course.
This isn't something that's not common mm-hmm. at this place.
No.
But it's almost like this woman's dog. She knows that this dog is a phantom pooper. And
yep.
And it's like, oh, well, I'm here at the dog kennel. I'm paying the money for mm-hmm. you to look after the dog. Since I've walked in, I've paid the money. Start looking after my dog.
Pick up
its crap right now.
I feel like if the dog could talk, she could have turned around and been like, Barbara, Barbara, like back at her. Yeah. Shaming her back.
And she should have because yes. honestly, I would if I had a water bottle to spray, I would have sprayed the person,
absolutely.
Not the dog.
Go and get.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.